Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Texas gets ready for the invasion. Gun control bill moves forward. This has never been more expensive. And a missing boy has been found. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. The governor of Texas is deploying 10,000 specially trained National Guard members from the Texas Tactical Border Force and 1,200 Texas Department of Public Safety troopers to secure the Texas border. We can compare this to the 1,500 troops that Biden is sending to the border who will have no contact with illegal immigrants. They'll be doing data entry, according to the White House spokesperson. But in Texas, these National Guardsmen will be deployed to hotspots along the border to intercept and repel and turn back migrants who are trying to enter Texas illegally. Thursday is the end of Title 42. We'll stay in Texas. State lawmakers moved forward a gun control bill that would raise the legal age to buy certain guns to 21, as well as prohibit firearm sales to those who are intoxicated or who have a protective order against them. Two Republicans joined all the Democrats on the committee and supported the bill in an 8-5 vote. Parents of the victims of Uvalde were in Austin to promote the bill, and the vote was taken just a few hours after that shooting at the mall in Texas. We have all seen the effects of inflation, obviously, but if you've been in the market for a new car recently, you've seen it the most. From March 2021 to today, the price of a new car has gone up 19.4%. The average new car costs, what do you think? $48,000. Lower income people then are just not buying new cars. Spending on new cars by the poorest 20% of earners has fallen to its lowest in 11 years. But don't worry, they'll just buy a used car, right? Well, those prices are up 20.3%. And finally, an 8-year-old boy was on a family camping trip in Michigan, northern Michigan, at a state park, and he went out to collect some firewood and then disappeared. 2 full days of searching, he was found yesterday. He was found staying warm under a log. He survived 2 days without eating or drinking anything. He gathered branches and leaves to cover himself at night. 8 years old. He did see a helicopter overhead once, and he tried to signal it, but they didn't see him. 150 people searched an area over 40 miles. He was found 2 miles from the campsite. When they announced that he was found at his local elementary school, the principal said it was like being at a big football game with our winning touchdown being scored. The entire school lit up in cheers. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill will be here with your message of the day next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, very bad news for President Biden. In a recent Washington Post ABC News poll, His job approval is at an all-time low, hovering around 36%. The not knowing that he visited Ireland thing has obviously hurt him. But a word of caution. The political polls in May only reflect daily perceptions. Serious polling on the 2024 presidential race will begin in August as the primary season picks up. Nevertheless, Mr. Biden is in deep trouble, and honest people who care about America realize that. His performance is dismal. He barely works according to his daily public schedule. His ability to problem solve, almost non-existent, and most people polled believe he is mentally diminished. Faced with that, the Democratic Party and its rabid allies in corporate media must now swing into full-time protect Joe mode, which is a step up from the soft treatment the president has received from the beginning of his term. Expect some polling that props him up and a spate of articles celebrating his achievements. Of course, the brutal media attacks against his main rival, Donald Trump, will continue unabated. The media campaign should fail, as Mr. Biden will sink deeper into incompetence. He will not be able to debate or even campaign much. So that's where we are 7 months before the primary voting begins. Both political parties have challenges, as the cliche goes. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Okay, let's go to the mail. We got Karen Meredith in Mill Creek, Washington. Bill, why is President Biden accepting foreign money less important than reporting it on his taxes? In other words, if he did it, would it be a crime? It's a lot easier to prove tax evasion than bribery. So if it's established that Joe Biden took money from his son Hunter and didn't put that money on his tax return, remember, $12,000 is the limit. You can take $12,000 as a gift, but no more. If you get more money than that, you got to declare it. Biden's out. He's out that day. Bribery, that would be a long, long process. Jeff Conway, Boston, is someone who pays attention, doesn't forget things that people say. You, O'Reilly, said in your broadcast many times in the last couple of years, if Joe Biden pardons his son, that'll be the end of his presidency. Yeah, there would be. Even his allies in the press couldn't protect him. It's over. Tim Roby, The Villages, Florida. Okay. Since the dereliction of controlling our southern border is an impeachable offense, why can't we impeach both the president and the vice president so the speaker can take over? Tim, you're living in a dream world down there in the Villages. Okay, number one, there's no grounds to impeach a vice president. She doesn't make policy. Number two, there's no way you get a conviction with the Democrat-controlled Senate. Impossible. Remember, two-thirds. Now, you could impeach Biden easily, and that would pass the House, I believe, but it's just what they did to Trump. It would amount to nothing. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 49 years ago today, the House Judiciary Committee began formal proceedings to impeach President Nixon. Just 3 months later, he would be the first chief executive to resign from office. Here's how Nixon went down. 2 years earlier, a group of men were arrested at the Watergate Hotel complex in Washington while breaking into the Democratic Party's national headquarters. The suspects all had loose ties with the White House. Richard Nixon denied any involvement, but several of his staff were eventually implicated. In July 1973, members of Nixon's inner circle said the existence of secretly taped conversations between the president and his senior aides was a reality. Nixon refused to release that audio. He claimed the material was protected by executive privilege. A federal judge ordered the tapes be turned over. The White House then provided some, but not all, of the conversations, including one with a portion of the audio intentionally erased. On May 9, 1974, members of the House began impeachment hearings against Nixon. On July 27, two articles against the president were passed, one for abuse of power, the other for contempt of Congress. 1 week later, the White House complied with an order from the Supreme Court that the administration provide transcripts of the missing audio. The new evidence clearly showed Nixon tried to cover up the Watergate scandal. On August 9th, Richard Nixon resigned, and he signed his letter of resignation, becoming the first commander-in-chief ever to quit the job. And here's something else you might not know. It was another kind of tape that brought Nixon down. The burglars at Watergate used duct tape and super glue to get through the security doors at the DNC headquarters in Washington. While making an overnight sweep of the premises, a part-time security guard saw the tape and called the police. The rest, as they say, is history. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.